Get It, The Bird Show.
All right, so, you know, if the principal drinking on her or his own time, ain't no problem with that. But when they start drinking at school-sponsored events, and you got parents around, and you got kids around, you start to ask yourself, okay, should I knock? Should I knock or should I not knock? Good morning, Rachel.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
All right, so what's going on with the principal here?
Well, so my husband is a middle school coach and teacher, and the couple weeks ago, I went to one of his games, which I don't go to a lot because they're kind of painful, as middle school sports are. But I went to a game, and I was there with his principal and a few other coworkers. But the principal and, like, a couple of the coworkers, we all hang out, like, outside of the school, do, like, happy hours, dinner parties, that kind of stuff. So you kind of know what they're like when they've been drinking. And at the game, I noticed a smell. And at first, I didn't know where it was coming from. It kind of smelled like hand sanitizer, or that, like, I thought maybe one of the parents went to happy hour beforehand or something, you know. But, as I started to, you know, sit there as the game went on, noticed that the principal had two cups, two different cups, one clear, one not clear. And just kind of started acting the way she does when she's been drinking. So, which is, you know, louder. She gets in your face a little bit, not like aggressively, but like she becomes a face talker.
Oh, close talker.
Yeah. So basically, I just don't know if I should bring this up to my husband because he is close to her as like probably like a B-level friend. I'd say not a top tier, but definitely a B-level friend. But I also don't want to like stir the pot at all with him and his job and
Well, you know, teachers and principals are leaving the industry at such an incredible rate that I think that they should be allowed to drink.
No.
Around the kids, on campus.
Okay.
Maybe they have a little more patience to stick around in this industry.
I'm pretty sure Bert's kidding. I'm like 98% sure Bert's kidding. No, man, you need to talk to your husband about this. She's on school property. She's at a school function. Like, she shouldn't be drinking.
Yeah.
And that, like around the kids. Like it'd be one thing if she was out and happened to run into kids somewhere or families. But if you're on school property, if you're at a school sanctioned function, which all athletics are, you have no business drinking.
Yeah, you got to say something. I mean, you at least have to say something to your husband. If I were in your shoes, that's what I would do. Let my husband take it wherever he feels like he needs to go after that. But I would say something to my husband.
I don't know. I would be nervous if I said something to my husband to say something to her that his job might be at risk. Honestly, I would even go one step farther, maybe go to whoever's above her and just be like, hey, I noticed this behavior. You might want to have a little chit chat.
That would be the superintendent. I wouldn't have him say anything to her, though. But I think he needs to be made aware if he is at his games, the principal is potentially intoxicated.
And I don't think that there are any secrets, Abby. So I think even if you go around the principal to the superintendent or whomever, it gets back somehow. It trickles down to him and he's still going to take heat for it. I think I'm probably with Kristen here where you at least got to let him know about it and then make a decision together as a couple, you know?
Yeah, that's probably what I'll do.
I mean, it's, I know, it's an uncomfortable situation to be in. And I'm sure if you noticed, other people noticed.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. She did talk to a few parents, so that's where I'm like, maybe she should just know that people could tell.
But you're sure about that? Like, you're not just assuming it because it, I mean, it's a, they're going to lose their job over something like that, or they're going to be forced in to make some real hard decisions or be forced into treatment. So, you know, if you, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying you got to know for certain, right?
Yeah. I'm like 99% sure just because I know what she's like when she has been drinking.
Especially with her having the fast food cups like at the game. I mean, you taking it to another level.
Yeah, that's getting reckless right there. That's a real problem.
She could at least put it in a Stanley or something.
I mean, come on.
A water bottle that's trick from back in the day as well.
How do you think your husband will react to this?
Probably nonchalantly.
Yeah, just like, think he'll bury it also?
I think he'll probably just ignore it for now until he, unless he sees it again.
Yeah.
So.
Us guys, we're good at doing that. I don't know what the big deal is.
As long as she wasn't streaking on the field, we're fine.
She's not puking around the kids. Everything's good. All right, Rachel, thank you. Appreciate you calling.
Thanks.
It's the Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.